news, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you and good evening. Live from Unitigo for a second straight night, it is live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO. Glad to be back here at Unitigo. The boys took care of business last night, and oh boy did they, in a big win over Bainbridge Guilford. Tonight, it's the girls' turn. The girls have not been playing as hot as the boys, and while they did come in, get enough wins to finish in second place behind Harpersville, they had two league losses in their last two league games, and so they certainly hope to turn it around today and get a chance at Harpersville for a second time this year, and that would be at the 2 o'clock start at SUNY Oneonta for the MAC Girls Championship. Harpersville girls on a three-year run right now. They want to make it four. And, of course, Unitigo and Oxford will be the team that they supposedly face, although BG is playing Harpersville tonight. I am going to be able to provide you with updates just like last night. I got somebody at Harpersville. Athletic Director Dave Gruber is going to be texting me information, and I'll be able to pass that along tonight. So we've got that feel of, all right, we can do a little scoreboard watching here as we do this game on the air from Unitigo. It's Oxford coming in third place against the and Unitigo being the second place team. So the winner of this goes on to face the winner of BG and Harpersville. We start each and every game with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDO. And it's brought to you by, of course, Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, with all of your transportation needs covered, including daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game, and that includes Chris Palmer, the coach of the Oxford Lady Blackhawks, and Greg Bonskowski, coach of the varsity girls for Unitigo. We'll be back to take a look at mostly Unitigo more in depth. I don't have much on Oxford at all, but we'll try to put something together and have a presentable product for you. It is live MAC girls semifinal action here from Unitigo, live on WCDO.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by and see Cork, Ron, Doug, and Witt today for the best deal on your next vehicle. And Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
My wife was kind enough to tell me that I have a little problem sharing.
So I suggested that he start by sharing the one thing he cherishes the most, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
It was tough, but I got 20 Chicken McNuggets for just $4.99, and one by one doled out those tender, juicy nuggets. One for them, two for me. One for them, three for me.
See, Larry, doesn't sharing feel good?
Yeah, one for them, four for me. One for them, a few more for
McDonald's
them.
Chicken McNuggets made with white meat. With 20 for just $4.99, it's the simple joy of sharing. Prices and participation may vary.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
And participating McDonald's.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, and the team's preparing for tonight's ball game. Neither team has a full contingent of players. Neither team could hold an inter-squad scrimmage. Unitigo has 8 players. Oxford has 9 players. Now, sometimes that's due to attrition, but kind of weird to see is small numbers on the court. I have the feeling that both teams will stock up a little bit and bring up their best JV players. JV game just concluded with 39-23, the decision going to Unitigo. So congratulations to Coach Vicki Beams and her JV girls. And I don't know the teams enough on the JV level to know who would be put up to the varsity if that does indeed happen. But the varsity girls for Unitigo started with 9 players. They're down to 8 right now. I honestly don't know the situation for Oxford. In fact, I don't even know Chris Palmer, though I know Kathy Hagee, who is the JV coach, and I know Tim Folston, who is the assistant varsity girls coach, because I did Tim's games when he was in high school. The names to watch for Oxford, we'll go over them as best I can now, and they are twins, Jacqueline and Julianne Heggie. So Jackie and Julie, I think I'm going to go that way because it's going to be, you know, one way to make sure your first name is put on the radio is be a twin and play with your twin sister or twin brother, because then I have to differentiate between which Heggie it is. So it's either going to be Jacqueline or Julianne. They are both 5'8 seniors. Imagine that, and both play the guard position. They also have Lacey Barry, number 21, a 5'8 senior, Brooke Noble, a 5'9 senior, number 23. The other senior is Emily Smith at 5'2 and a guard. Sarah Renault is a junior at 5'8 forward. Megan Golden, a 5'5 junior guard. Bridget Rice, a 5'8 sophomore forward. And Samantha Barrows, who is a junior listed there at 5'3, and she is a guard. So really, not a lot I can tell you about the Oxford girls. The first time these two teams did play was on December 14th at Oxford. And while Unitigo didn't scorch any scoring records, they did win by 16. They allowed just 21 points to the Oxford girls. So in that game, 37-21, Casey Manzanero led the way, as she has in almost every game this year, with 19 points. I was given stats just before we went on the air, and I didn't have a whole lot of chance to review them. Some of it, the usual stuff, total points, total average, points in each of the games, free throws made, free throws attempted, that kind of thing. But underneath each of the players is another number, and it's a low single-digit number, and I'm trying to figure out for the life of me what it is. And the best I can come up with is, it's probably a plus-minus system that Coach Greg Ponskowski has come across, has developed. And it would be, you know, all the positives like steals, rebounds, assists, block shots, causing turnovers, that kind of thing. And then all the, then you add that, you add in the negatives with the travels, double dribbles, violations, lost balls, fumbles, that kind of thing, turnovers. And if that happens, you know, that'll be a negative number. So if the positives outweigh the negatives, then that comes out with a number. Now, to the credit of the coach, there are no negative numbers. It's either it's zero or a positive number. And I'm looking at who leads the team in the categories of positive play, and that would be Casey Manzanero. She's got plus 17. So she gets an average of plus one per game, and that leads the team. The only other one in double figures of this unique statistic is Sarah Menina, no surprise there. She is, without question, the leader in assists. She's averaging 6.36 per ball game. The number two scorer on the team is Marissa Woodard. And, of course, she's the 6-foot sophomore center. She's got an average of about 7.7 per ball game. Also, Robin Foster at 6.0. And Kayla Talbot at 2.31, Rachel Wessels at 3.6, Michaela Reynolds, who has had some good games off the bench, 3.94. They average 43.5 points a game, roughly, and they give up 33.5 points, roughly. But they've gone through an unsteady patch. The game on that Friday night, that was February the 3rd, right before the Super Bowl, that's right, and that was a game at Unadilla Valley. They lost 56-41. Then they lost the next game at Walton. It didn't make any difference in the mathematical standings. They were going to be second place no matter what. But to have lost that game was a rough one. They lost by 10, 47-37. To their credit, Coach B had a game on Monday for sectional seeding points. They played Class B Walton. They squeaked by on that one, 33-32. Manzanero led the way with 18 points. Woodard with 7 and Menina with 6. One of the most interesting stats I find here is that Casey Manzanero has, well, she's shooting 58% from the foul line. Nothing spectacular about that. Decent, not great, not terrible. But she has made more free throws, 82, than the rest of the team combined. She has shot more free throws, 141, than the rest of the team combined, plus 40, roughly. The team is 130 for 243. That's 53.5%. She by herself is 82 for 141 at 58.2%. If you quickly do the math, that's 48 other free throws made by the team and 102 attempted by the team. She herself has 141. This girl knows how to get to the basket. She knows how to draw the foul. And for the most part, she is able to take advantage of that. And she has had double-figure games in every contest, all 16 games, with the exception of the game at Bainbridge Guilford. That was the first round of the Kozlowski tournament. That was a 28-22 survival game. Marissa Woodard had 9 points. Casey had 8 in that game. So nobody was really scoring in that Kozlowski opener. About 4 minutes and 20 seconds away, we will have that handheld mic rappelled down on the side here for Judy Patel. They will have a national anthem, and she'll also have the starting lineups, or somebody will have the starting lineups to be announced. The crowd a lot thinner than it was last night. Weren't many empty seats, that's for sure. Tonight, hopefully, the girls put on an exciting show worthy of those that did pay their good money to come here tonight, and those that haven't are able to listen to it live on WCDL. We'll be back with the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show wrap-up in just a moment.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services, or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Catskill Travel in Sydney invites you to enjoy a 10-day Panama Canal cruise this April on Princess Cruise Line. You'll visit Aruba, Cartagena, Colombia, Lehman, Costa Rica, and Jamaica, plus partial transit of the Panama Canal through the Gutan Locks to Gutan Lake. This amazing cruise starts at an incredible $14.49 per person, plus airfare. All meals on board are included, as well as a $60 per cabin onboard credit. Find out more about the 10-day Panama Canal cruise at Catskill Travel, Main Street, Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right. Now, the puzzle pieces in place to very shortly be hearing Judy Patel do the national anthem. Oxford in their black with red numbers. Unitigo will be wearing their home white with green numbers and green trim. And very shortly, Judy's going to be singing the national anthem. I like their version of the Sportsmanship Award. It takes a lot shorter and cuts right to the chase. All right. Here we go. No one does it better.
Oh, say, can you see? By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Ah, duet tonight. Very nice. Now we have the starting
lineup. Starting lineup. For the Blackhawks, number 3, Emily Smith. Number 14, Jacqueline Hagee. Number 15, Julianne Hagee. Number 21, Lacey Berry. And number 23, Brooke Noble. The Blackhawks are coached by Chris Palmer.
So we have a mostly senior starting lineup for, actually all senior starting lineup for the Oxford Lady Blackhawks. And it will not be that way for Unitigo guaranteed, with no seniors on their roster. Get used to this lineup.
And now for your Unitigo Spartans, number 12, Robin Foster. Number 13, Kayla Talbot. Number 14, Casey Manzanero. Number 22, Sarah Menina. And number 33, Marissa Woodard. The Lady Spartans are coached by Mr. Greg Bonskowski. Good luck to both our teams.
Now that's a starting lineup you can be proud of. Nice job, Judy. She's not just a singer. Let's see. We've got everything in place, as I said. The student section over there a little thinner than it was last night. Not the rowdiness. Last night, what made me impressed was the new Spartan mascot that traipsed up and down the, the court here. That was kind of cool. Let's bring back all the mascots. That would be outstanding because cheerleaders have gone by the wayside, so let's make the most of school spirit and get that mascot thing going again. I know the Sydney Warriors have a nice loud long tradition of having the Sydney Warrior until recently when the state said don't do that anymore, but I think that's okay now. Here we go, jumping it up. Mishandled, to say the least, Brooke Noble and Marissa Woodard. Good thing they only do that once a game. Sarah Menina back out to Kayla Talbot. One dribbling off to Manzanero. Trying to back in. She's guarded closely by Jacqueline Heggie. And I think that's going to be a key matchup to watch tonight. Number 14 on number 14. Menina had the ball knocked out of her hands by the other one, Julia and Heggie. As we get started, we'll see who takes the first shot and who makes the first shot. Manzanero's move. A travel. Too many steps before the dribbling of the ball. So the Heggie twins are the guards. And Unitigo doing like their male counterparts last night, starting out in a 2-3 zone. Julie Heggie over to Jacqueline. At the elbow, shot by a left-hander. That's Brooke Noble, no good. Rebound by Robin Foster. She's going to be one of those that'll get a lot of rebounds tonight if she's in the right spot. Boxing out. She's capable of double figures and rebounds, that's for sure. Talbot going to dribble left a couple of times. Nothing underneath, so over to Menina. Menina moving them all. Oh, got the ball stripped by Heggie. Julianne Heggie. Over to Jackie. Right back to Julianne. Back to Jackie. It's a Heggie combination. I got to make sure who's who. Jacqueline Heggie with the final piece of that play for the two-point hoop. There's a play down the middle by Kayla Talbot on a nice baseline move. Missed it. Marissa Woodard had the rebound, put it up, and while it just came off the rim, she's fouled in the act of shooting by Jackie Heggie. Her first and the team's first. Marissa Woodard at the line and on the year. Marissa is 11 for 24. First shot is up and short. In the game against Oxford 2 months ago, Marissa had 5 points in that 37-21 victory. 6:40 to go. This one looked in and it banged out. So two zips still. Oxford takes the early lead. They had 21 points total in a home loss to Unitigo. In December, there's a steal by Kayla Talbot as her teammates had an Oxford player double-teamed in the far corner. It is Talbot dribbling all the way across to the right-hand side. She's got a little bit of room, backs it out to Menina. One dribble and back over to Kayla. Talbot circling around with the left hand. She's stuck in the paint. Has to get out of there and avoid 3 seconds. Menina starts to make a move. Tried to almost lost it. She did lose it, but the good hustle by Julianne Heggie, who did not give up on the play, over in the far corner to my left. Menina seemed to give up on that, and Heggie gets the win there by hitting it off of Menina's leg. Nice hustle by Julianne Heggie. All right, it's Lacey Berry with pass to Emily Smith. Now Julianne Heggie to Jacqueline Heggie. She also forgets to put the ball on the floor before making her move. So mistakes running rampant in the early first minute, 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Just 2-0. So the team's trying to shake off the bugs here. Nice pass to Woodard, but missed. She gets a second shot that misses. The pass came from Manzanero, and that's got to be a little frustrating because not only that, Casey got called for a push underneath as she went for the rebound. So Spartans finding there's a lid on that basket early going. 5:25 left, first quarter. Julianne Heggie to Berry, back out to Jacqueline. Cross court underneath to Julianne Heggie. She's double teamed. Smith has it into the corner. Berry, a left-handed three-pointer, way off the back of the rim, way up, I should say. Didn't miss by much. Woodard with a rebound, outlets to Menina. Almost in the way is Marissa Woodard. Oh, Menina somehow snuck that through. for a layup opportunity. That had a chance to go in. I didn't even know how it was going to get through the defense. Julianne Heggie called for her first foul. Shot from the corner by Kayla Talbot. That'll tie the score at 2. And finally, at the 4:53 mark, Unitigo has their first points. But it's only 2-2, so early going. They've survived that part. Emily Smith, shot left-handed, missed it. Woodard rebounds, then brings it down and almost gets it taken away. And almost, well, she does. She overthrows Menina in her quest to get down the court. She threw it too hard for Menina, who is only 5 feet and change. So another turnover suffered by Unitigo. It's still 2-2. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Jacqueline Heggie over to Emily Smith. It's Barry down along the baseline. Menina reaches in and makes the steal. Thought she had a steal. It's recovered, though, by Oxford, and they'll start the offense with 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Into the corner for Jacqueline Heggie, right at the foul line. Shot taken and made by Brooke Noble. It was a bank shot. And there's a stoppage of play. Suspect possible blood on Sarah Menina. Must have got her nose hit with an elbow. Appears to be okay. So 2-2-1 press going to be put on by Oxford. We'll see how the Spartans handle this one. Menina and Kayla Talbot. Back and forth it goes. Menina to the top of the circle for Manzanero. Back to Sarah. 3:45 to go, 15 on the shot clock. Menina backing in, first right, now left, across the key, over to Talbot. She's open again, and it's in again, and a two-pointer. So Kayla Talbot making 2-for-2, her last two shots. Tied again at 4, 3.5 to play in the first quarter. Oxford keeps it around the perimeter. Now they go inside to Barry, missed the shot. Up by Smith on the offensive board. Missed it. Jacqueline Heggie sneaks through, and it just teeters off the rim. They're still going for it. Jacqueline Heggie, relentless pursuit of the basketball. Nicely done. And she throws it right out to her twin sister. 22 on the shot clock, sorry. Shot from the outside. Missed by Jacqueline Heggie. It goes out of bounds. It'll be touched last by Marissa Woodard. And Oxford has got the advantage of hustling right now on their offensive end. Substitutions for both teams. Megan Golden in the ball game for Oxford. She's a 5'5 junior guard. Coming in for Unitigo, number 21, Michaela Reynolds. And she's also guarding a number 21, and that's Barry, who might have gotten an extra step, taking it across the key. She missed her shot. Robin Foster with a rebound. Manzanero, not the nicest shot, but she kept it alive and now passes to Menina. Getting the offensive rebound. That one's an air ball, and I believe touching it last or stepping out of bounds was Lacey Berry. And, yep, the referee agrees with me. Emily Smith comes back in. Looks like Julianne Heggie might have got a stinger on her ankle. 2:40 to go, 4-4 tie. Talbot drives in. Got a runner, and she's 3-for-3. Well, Kayla Talbot's been the offense. All 6 points. And our first lead change of the ballgame. 2:27. Julianne Heggie, nice pass. Or Jacqueline Heggie, regular, nice pass into number 21, Lacey Berry. And we're tied again at 6. So this is how it's going to be, huh? 2:15 left. Nice pass up ahead to Reynolds. Whoop. Almost lost the ball. Got it into Manzanero. Her turn and shoot. Never got the shot off. Like a second foul on Jacqueline Heggie, and that's something the coach Chris Palmer is going to have to watch out for. Cannot have the Heggie twins in foul trouble, and that's 2 on Jacqueline. 2:10 showing on the first quarter clock. Menina, no one to pass to, finally gets it right into Manzanero, who made the right cut at the right time, and Casey Manzanero makes the lefty layup to put Unitigo back up 8-6 with 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. We hope to get traveling on Jacqueline Heggie. Hope to get some updates. But again, we started pretty early. So more subs This time, Sarah Renault comes in number four for Oxford, along with Julianne Heggie. And I believe Jacqueline's gone out, and she's got two fouls. So Menina with a minute 46 to go. Ooh, Robin Foster wide open down below. Nobody saw her. Menina fakes the three, goes in for the short two, and gets it. 10-6, largest lead for either team. As we approach the minute and a half mark, 90 seconds to go. Another travel, this time by Julianne Heggie. These girls are trying to do a little bit too much, and a timeout asked for. Short timeout by Coach Chris Palmer. A minute 30 to go. 10-6 Unitigo. It's a short timeout. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
It's cold outside, and Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney is here to make sure it doesn't get cold inside. You can count on Superior to properly install and repair your furnace to keep your family warm all winter. Kirk also installs and services boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, home repairs, and emergency service too. Stay warm this winter. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Back live. Robin Foster's going to drive it down the paint, but stumbled with her feet. And yet another travel. So turnovers more than points in this ball game so far. 10-6 the score. And there's a double team on the baseline. Somehow the pass comes out to Julianne Heggie. Nice play, but it just rolls off the rim, and I mean just rolls off the rim. Possession arrow in favor of Oxford. So the inbounds pass comes with 26 seconds on the shot clock. Stolen by Kayla Talbot. Goes up with a left hand and scores it. Perhaps Kayla Talbot's best offensive output for a quarter all season long. She's averaging under three per game. She already got eight. It's 12-6. Julianne Heggie over to number four, Renault, off somebody's hands. Could have been Michaela Reynolds. So the inbounds pass comes, three-point shot up, and good. Number 10 is Megan Golden, and she makes a timely three-pointer, cuts the deficit in half to 12-9, 25 seconds left in the first quarter. Sarah Menina down low trying to steal it off for Manzanero. She's on her rumpus and still gets the pass off to Michaela Reynolds. Menina driving in, throws it up with the right hand, almost made that one too. Very acrobatic. 5 seconds to go. Somebody's going to have to get a shot off. Another three-point attempt by the same person who made it before, Megan Golden. Not this time, though. So a little flurry of activity at the end. It's 12-9 Unitigo on top of Oxford in the MAC semifinal girls action here from Unitigo. And it's live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Already one quarter in the books. Harpersville BG has not started yet, so we have no scoring updates for you. We'll get those when they come in. Athletic Director at Harpersville, Dave Gruber, said they have not started yet. We have gotten one quarter in the books. Nice backdoor play to Kayla Talbot. up and no good this time. I was going to say she's had the magic of the first quarter. She had 8 points, almost outscoring Oxford as a team. So we'll try to set the lineups for you on this possession. It is Julianne Heggie, Lacey Berry, Sarah Veneau, Brooke Noble, and Jacqueline Heggie. There's a shot put up by Lacey Berry that missed. The ball is open and now caught by Casey Manzanero. Both teams have missed a lot of inside shots. Foster cutting Menina on the left side. She rifles a pass inside it. It was not to her intended target, but Marissa Woodard happened to be on the side where the ball deflected off, and there she was for the easy two. Right place, right time for the sophomore to put it in her first bucket. It's 14-9. Unitigo led by as much as 6 points at 12-6. Shot from the outside, three-pointer up and good by Megan Golden. She's 2 for 3 from three-point range, coming in off the bench to help narrow that gap to 14-12. Talbot, nice pass off to Manzanero, but that's going to be taken away. Casey Manzanero will be called for the offensive. And that's her second personal foul. And Coach Bonskowski wants to know, the ball went in. It can't be counted. Unless the shot, I think his point was the shot was released, then she committed the offensive, so the shot should count independently. And the referee was not buying that bill of goods, so 14-12 it remains. Oxford, a chance to get right back in it. Heggie gets away with a travel, goes to her sister. That's Julianne to Jacqueline. She misses the shot, and Robin Foster gets another rebound. Up the floor, Sarah Menina. Goes around, trying to use the screen by Woodard, and does. Now it goes, the nice give and go to Woodard. She doesn't have a shot to take. Now it's Foster double team back out. Sarah is going to drive through, throw it up, and blocking foul. I'm not sure. I don't think it was on the shot. And that foul is on Julianne Heggie. Now, the twins for Oxford certainly are the catalyst of this team, and they both have two fouls early on. There's a three-point shot short by Manzanero. Is going to go after her own rebound, but getting there first is Brooke Noble. So the Heggie girls trying to calm their team down. 14-12. Unitigo had a little six-point run, but a couple of three-pointers is all it took to get right back in it. This time missed. Lacey Berry, baseball pass down to Manzanero, and oh, there's going to be bodies flying. that's going to go against Lacey Berry. She'd played a nice defensive back that time, going for the interception. But Manzanero, trying for the reception, was there stride for stride. That was a good football player, not a good basketball player, but good hustle anyway. So it is Unitigo's ball. Menina drives in, scoop to the hoop. More contact, and another trip to the line for Sarah Menina, and foul goes on Brooke Noble, and that is six team fouls on Oxford. Menina with two shots, first one's missed. Sarah just 17 for 23 coming in. I mean, that's a great percentage, just under 74. She's the kind of girl that needs to get to the line more. She misses the first one, however. So that percentage dips a bit. This one around and around, no good. Woodard with the offensive board, missed it. Foster couldn't grab it for the second time. Here comes Julianne Heggie driving in through the double team and draws the foul. Julianne Heggie's turn at the line. This will be Oxford's first free throws. Foul on Kayla Talbot. Score's been locked at 14-12 for a bit. So Julianne Heggie at the line. First shot is missed. Don't know what kind of free throw shooting team Oxford is. This is my first look at them at the line, and we're almost 3 minutes into the second quarter. Second shot is banked in, not once but twice. one of those things where you don't ask, you just take it. 14-13, so only a one-point lead for Unitico. Last time we were tied was at 6. Last time Oxford led it was 6-4. And Woodard with a lazy pass to the left side. Last night it was the BG boys doing a lot of that. It was almost as if it were the first game of the season for BG in some ways last night, but credit Unitico's defense for being sharp, sharp, sharp. Boy, they were good last night on the defense. 14-13, Oxford a chance to take their first lead in a while. Megan Golan has made 2 3-pointers. Are they going to clamp up on her? Well, they try. She shoots and almost goes in. Off the rim for the second time, Kayla Talbot. Whoa, Talbot almost stopped for a baseball pass. Oxford ready for the intercept. So Talbot changed her mind, passed it to Sarah Menina. There's a shot put up and missed by Michaela, check that, number 15 is Rachel Wessels. Put up and in by Robin Foster on the follow-up. At least I think it was, this 16-13. 4:18 to go in the first half. Game is moving along very quickly. Shot up by Lacey Berry, missed it, tries to save it herself, can't do it. Excuse me, Brooke Noble comes back in for Oxford, replacing Lacey Berry. A lot of left-handed players on the Oxford team. So Menina walks the ball up court this time. Around the screen. Now coming around is Wessels. Beyond the foul line, her shot. Air ball. Tried to be saved by Foster. Give her credit for doing that. But it is caught on that save by Jacqueline Heggie. And now Julianne Heggie's got it straight up over the left for Golden. Golden at the elbow, passes Julianne now to Jacqueline, back to Julianne, and on the pass from one Heggie to another, Sarah Menina steps in to make the steal. Under 3.5 to go in the first half. At halftime, our Morabito halftime report, we will recap the boys' games last night. Kayla Talbot, does she have it? Nope, not this time. That was the shot she made twice in a row in the first quarter, rebounded by Megan Golden. And with 3:10 to play in the first half, another chance for Oxford to get closer or possibly tie it. There's a Julianne Heggie three-point shot. That's missed. Battle for the rebound. Foster with the advantage. Outlets to Menina. She comes up the left side. Oxford playing man-to-man defense right now. Menina off to Robin Foster. Now it's Reynolds to the left side for Sarah Menina. Around the screen comes Talbot. Talbot through the double team. It's knocked around like a pinball, and it's on the floor. Recovered by Golden for Oxford. 2:33 left, first half. 16-13, Unitico by 3. Oxford with a patient possession. Jacqueline Heggie, three-point shot. Way off the mark, caught by Kayla Talbot. Off the backboard. So Menina again, taking her time up the floor to Talbot. Around a screen by Reynolds. She's wide open, takes that shot again, but it's missed. And the rebound by Noble, but off her hands. And it's Unitico to inbound it underneath their basket. First, though, Lacey Berry checks in for Oxford. She's got 2 points and one foul. Sitting down is Sarah Renault. 2:05 on the first half clock. Talbot, little baseline shot, missed, and it's now Jacqueline Heggie with a rebound. A lazy bounce pass that almost was stolen away under Unitico's basket. Well, these girls have to watch out where they're passing the ball. Both Heggie girls now to the left side for Golden. Back out, Julianne Heggie drives in, fakes the pass, misses the shot. And the chase for the ball ensues, and it's Wessels and Noble. Possession arrow, I believe, pointed toward Oxford. Well, this is not the offensive quarter that the first quarter was. Pass in for Noble, and Foster ties it up. Substitution, Casey Manzanero checks back in. She has 2 fouls and 2 points. Coming down, Michaela Reynolds. Good quality minutes off the bench there. 1:34 to play in the first half. Oxford sticking man-to-man defense. Passing down low for Manzanero. Nice dump off to Foster. The shot, though, is no good. Battle for the rebound. Manzanero had position. And I believe that's a one-and-one time now. Berry with her second foul. Three different players for Oxford with two fouls. Just Manzanero with two for Unitigo. They only have three as a unit. So Manzanero, kind of out of character for her not to be at the line before this, averaging more than 10 free throws per game, or just about 10, I should say. First shot up, no good, so she won't get a second one. Battle for the ball, Manzanero and Noble. Don't see this many alternate possessions usually in a game. Marissa Woodard checks in for Manzanero to avoid that on the offense-defense switch to avoid the third foul. A minute 15 to play. Oxford comes down yet again. They have been held to just a three-pointer and a foul shot. Golden, the one who made the three, shoots again, comes up short. But Oxford retains possession. Julianne Heggie with a rebound. Passes out to Berry for the three. Missed it. Woodard dumps it off to Menina. Driving through traffic. Now a shot over to Foster by the left side. No good. It's an air ball. A lot of air balls for both teams tonight. You can tell the nerves are up there. And third foul now on Julianne Heggie based on that errant shot. Or take that back. My bad. That's Rachel Wessels. That's only her first. Oh, driving in, Menina held her ground and came up with a steal all at the same time as they tried to cut through two Unitigo players. 33 seconds to go, 22 on the shot clock. Menina driving all the way in, and six-footer, no. Going into the corner to get it is Wessels. Her pass is deflected, picked up by Foster. Shot is no good, and another rebound for Julianne Heggie. 16-13, we're locked in that score, folks. 12 seconds to go. Oxford will have the last statement. Golden had a three-pointer looking at it. Jacqueline Heggie missed woefully by just grazing the net on the three-point shot, so maybe Unitigo gets the last statement. 5 seconds left on the clock. Remember, this is Unitigo. No tenths of a second allowed. Kayla Talbot's going to throw it long, and nothing happening there. So a low-scoring game after a fairly decent scoring first quarter, and we have ended the half already at 16-13. Unitigo leading Oxford by three in the Mid-State Athletic Conference girls semifinal. We'll be back to recap this. We'll hopefully get an update from Harpersville, and after that, we'll review last night's boys' action in the semifinals of the MAC. We were here for one game, and we got updates in the other. We'll have a recap of both. So stick around. It's live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome in for halftime here at Unitigo. They're doing the half-court shot thing. A couple of varsity players almost making it. And that means it's time for the Morabito Halftime Report on WCDO, brought to you by Morabito Energy Products. They're our sponsor, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-H-E-A-T. Before I review the Unitigo-Oxford girls game that we've just watched the first half transpire, got a little surprise for you. The Harpersville-Bainbridge-Guilford game. As Dave Groover, the athletic director at Harpersville, reported, BG up 3 after 1. And what makes that the most surprising to me necessarily is not that BG is leading. The fact that if you track, which I've done, tracked all the Harpersville games, they average 24 points in the first quarter, and they allow the opposition an average of 5 points. Their average score at the end of every game is 24-5 after one quarter. That's unbelievable. And haven't seen numbers like that since the 2002 Sydney team that would always start out in the press and get 24-30 points in the first quarter of most of their games. But this Harpersville team has owned the first quarter all season long, but BG, who was one of the teams that suffered that first quarter deal back in December, they now are leading by 3 after one quarter, but of course it's still very early. Well, Unitigo had a lot of trouble getting out of the blocks tonight. And until Kayla Talbot started shooting and hitting, I think she made 4 shots in a row, Unitigo was in a funk for quite a while. Both teams committing a lot of turnovers. The ball underneath not able to go in the basket for either team. It was tough sledding. And then in the final couple of minutes of the first quarter, both teams picked it up a little bit. And we were tied at 2, at 4, and at 6. And then Unitigo scored 6 in a row to make it 12-6. Megan Golden closed the first quarter with a 3-pointer to make it 12-9. And then after a basket in the second quarter by Robin Foster, coming back and hitting a 3 was Megan Golden. That made it 14-12, and they got within 1 point at 14-13. And then the only other basket was a rebound make by, or actually a deflection into Marissa Woodard's hand. She put it in off the glass to make it 16-13, and that's where we've been stalled for quite some time in the second quarter. So, you know, I did see a female make it down at Bainbridge Guilford. It's not impossible, and this is shorter than Bainbridge Guilford's court, so let's see what happens. It's all about momentum. It might bounce in. Oh. Good try. Oh, my goodness. One of those fundraisers. So 16-13, as I said, the score. Kayla Talbot leads all scorers with 8 points all in the first quarter. Unitigo is 0-for-5 from the foul line, another point. Remember, as we go into the second half, Marissa Woodard has a basket, but 0-for-2 from the line. Sarah Medina has a basket. She's 0-for-2 from the line. Casey Manzanero just 0-for-1 from the free throw line. So that's a total of 0-for-5. On the other side, Megan Golden has made two shots, and she's the leading scorer with six. Both are three-pointers. Jacqueline Heggie held to 2 points. Julianne Heggie, the only one to make a free throw today. She's one for two. She's got 1 point. 2 points each for Lacey Berry and Brooke Noble, both lefties, along with Emily Smith in that Oxford lineup. 3 minutes to go till the second half. Oh, yes, we don't want to forget last night's recap. Unitigo here over BG 62-27, playing some of their best basketball of the entire season. And Phil Youngs and Dan Shelton each scoring 15 points. Travis Woods with 12. That second quarter of 21-5 was the runaway. I know. Thank you. Oh, I get at least I got that validated now. I got two people telling me that score. And let's see. Also, of course, in that game, Unitigo shooting only 10 free throws, but they made seven, and they never trailed in the ball game. Sydney, on the other hand, had a little tougher time. They beat Oxford second time in 2 weeks, 46-38. They scored one more point than they did the last time they played them and held them to six less points. More of a Sydney defense this year that has done well most of the time. And in that game, it was a nice balanced scoring. Damian Zimmer led the way with 15 points. Mike Ward had 10. Billy Kozak had 13. And for Sydney, they were an impressive 12 for 16 from the foul line. And what this means is that Sydney and Unitigo will be back at it on Saturday afternoon. This time it's last year we had the 6 and the 8 o'clock games. This year we have the 2 and the 4 o'clock. So the winner of this game plays the winner of BG Harpersville in the 2 o'clock start. And then Unitigo will take on Sydney in the nightcap. Sydney was the heavy favorite last year. Unitigo will be the heavy favorite this year. And we'll see how SUNY Oneonta's gym does for all of those slick spot shooters that Unitigo has, especially a guy like Dan Shelton, who could really go crazy if he gets used to the ambiance of that place. It's different from a high school gym, that's for sure. We'll take another break, and when we come back, it's second half action. 16-13, Unitigo leads Oxford, the winner to face the winner of Harpersville BG. BG leads by 3 in their game after the first quarter. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, thanks again to Morabito Energy Products for their year-long sponsorship of the Halftime Report. All right, we'll get more updates from Harpersville BG as we start the second half of play for Unitigo. It is Kayla Talbot, Robin Foster, Sarah Menina, Marissa Woodard, and Casey Manzanero will set the Oxford offense when they have the ball. Coming out on the inbounds is Manzanero, dumps it in for Woodard. She turns, faces, shoots, misses. Rebound Foster, she can't hit it. Thought she might have gotten fouled on that shot, but nope. And now Oxford has it. Julianne, it'll be easy. Julianne and Jacqueline Heggie. Emily Smith, who just shoots and scores to make it 16-15. Emily Smith, first shot made for her, and it's 16-15. Lacey Berry and Brooke Noble round out the starting lineup, so both teams with their game starters in there. And number 14, guarding number 14. I mentioned this earlier on, that this would be a key matchup. Well, both players had very little points and two fouls at the half. Now Jacqueline Heggie has a third foul. That's going to be something to watch. Kayla Talbot over to Sarah Menina, wide open on the right side. She took her dear sweet time, and it hit nothing but net. Sarah Menina with her first three-pointer. She's got 5 points in the game now. Lacey Berry, they give her room to shoot, but she doesn't take it. Jacqueline Heggie to Julianne Heggie in the corners of Smith. They work it around left, and a layup for Berry is good. Lacey Berry with her second basket, and it was almost it just was mystical how she went down the lane untouched. I believe they thought she was going to pass it to the corner. There's Manzanera working in a jam. Missed it. Woodard with a rebound. And it hit the top of the backboard. The literal top. And bounced up. So 19-17. So, first, I see a first substitution. Yep, Megan Golden's in the ballgame right now for Jacqueline Heggie, who's got three fouls. Golden across to Julianne Heggie. Nice dump pass down low. Noble couldn't hang on to it. She saved it, though, from going out of bounds. Kept the offense going. Barry in the paint, no good. Rebound by Manzanero. Casey dribbling through a crowd and now hands it off to Sarah Menina. 6:05 to go, third quarter, 19-17 Unitigo, still in the nail-biter stage. Nice bounce pass on the back door to Manzanero. Can she make it off the glass? No good. Touched last by Unitigo. Now both teams doing their best to get offensive rebounds. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. That time it went out of bounds. So 19-17, Oxford has had numerous chances based on the math to either tie it or take the lead in the last 6 minutes of play. And there is a chance to tie for Julianne Heggie, and she takes advantage. Her first field goal after all this time. She's got 3 points. Tied for the fourth time at 19. So Unitigo still in search of a continuous offense that they can rely on. It's not there tonight. Driving in, Foster shoots, misses. Woodard, bank shot, missed. And then there's a foul with Manzanero on the floor. And the referee is basically telling the girls, settle down. And a short timeout asked for by Coach Greg Bonskowski. Let's see if we have any kind of update from Harpersville. We do not. Okay. Yeah, I was hoping we would. Gosh darn it. But we don't. So tomorrow, everybody's off. And then, of course, the preparation for Saturday at SUNY Oneonta. Just thinking back through the years, the Mid-State Athletic Conference, when it first came into being in the 2001-2002 season, chose Bainbridge-Guilford as the first site. And all the way through 2007, they went to, they had it in Oxford. It's the year that Sydney won the league but couldn't play in the MAC championship, and they wound up winning the state. Shot by Emily Smith, misses off that timeout. Woodard rebounds for Unitigo. 19-19 tie, just to catch you all up and to finish my little story. And since that time, I believe they've been going to SUNY Oneonta since 2008. Driving in, and Menina with what looked like a really nifty pass to Woodard. It went off her hands and then a couple other players' hands. Possession arrow between Talbot and Julianne Heggie. End result, Oxford ball. A chance to take a lead under 5 minutes to go in the third period. The 2-3 zone for Unitigo still in place. Nice pass by Barry to Noble, blocked by Talbot, and a traveling violation on Julianne Heggie that the ball went in. It will not count. 19-19, that play made possible defensively by junior Kayla Talbot. So now Oxford playing on the defense, still man-to-man. Menina working it to Manzanero. She has been held to just 3 points in this game. Now a move to the hoop, and that one spins in with all kinds of English. I said 3 points, I meant two, but now I change it to four as she scored her second field goal. 21-19, Julianne Heggie drives in, and an offensive foul. There is no doubt Heggie put her head down. She was going to get through there more physically than with finesse. And Menina held her ground. And that's three fouls on both Julianne and Jacqueline Heggie. So it's 21-19. Menina drives in again. The scoop to the hoop. Missed. Short. Good rebound by Noble. Ahead to Julianne. To Noble. And shuffles the feet. Traveling. Another turnover. Both teams saturated with turnovers tonight. Perhaps it's the nerves, not sure. Unitigo won this game by 16 in Oxford in December. They are struggling every possession. Oxford hanging tough. Kayla Talbot, who had a hot hand in the first quarter. Bounce pass to Woodard. She'll put one up from the left side. Missed it. Good. Hustle by Huff Foster. She was out of position to try to put it back up, but she did get the rebound. And the rebound, the foul goes on Marissa Woodard, who commits her first personal foul. So Sarah Rennell comes in the game, replacing Julianne Heggie, and I believe both Heggie girls were on the bench for the first time because they both have three fouls. So they need some ball handling. Lacey Berry, double team, and she's... I'm not sure what that call was, but it's a turnover. It was a travel to start with. I believe the ref called double dribble. We have a male ref and a female ref doing a nice job tonight, keeping it very consistent. 21-19, Unitigo by the scant two-point margin. Nice play into Manzanero. Best basketball play they've had in a while. Menina into Manzanero, who sealed off the defender and scored it real easy. So Casey Manzanero with the basket, but it was Sarah Menina that made that pass. 23-19. Neither team is led. Well, Oxford's only led by two. The largest lead for Unitigo has been six. Kayla Talbot guarding Emily Smith. Remember, it's a primary senior leader lineup for Oxford. There's a ball that's going out of bounds. It'll be Oxford's ball. Lacey Berry driving down the lane. This time she was met with resistance, and she stepped on a foot or something because she fell awkwardly to the floor. She's okay. Pass up to Emily Smith. Off her hands, it's Menina with a steal. Going up and can't hit the layup, but she's going to be fouled. Came awful close to making an acrobatic layup. Oxford foul on Emily Smith. Third foul on Oxford as a team. 2:57 to play in the third quarter. 4-point lead. And Menina comes to the line. She is 0-for-2 so far. Make it 0-for-3. Well, Unitigo an embarrassing 0-for-6 right now from the free throw line. Just hitting half of their free throws. Makes it a 7-point margin. Second shot is good. Menina with 6. Manzanero with 6. Kayla Talbot with 8 first quarter points. Still the high score on this team. 24-19. Jacqueline Heggie back in there. Passes to Brooke Noble in the paint. There's a possession arrow. Nice defense by Casey Manzanero, but Oxford wins the 50-50. Jacqueline Heggie and Julianne Heggie are both back in there playing with three fouls. Nice wide open shot for Lacey Berry. They didn't see her again. Gave her a little 8-foot banker. 24-21. 2:32 left in the third period. Winner to take on the winner of BG Harpersville. Ball goes into the corner. Chased down there by Berry defensively. Out of her reach. It will be Unitigo's ball in a very weird place, that far corner. They're shooting to my right. Talbot draws the double team, goes to Foster. Foster draw one dribble back over to Menina. 7 on the shot clock, 2:15 on the game clock. Nice crossover dribble to Woodard, 12-footer missed. And a push-off on Robin Foster, who was trying to back her opponent back. I'm really back her up, and that's definitely a pushing call. That'll be her first foul, and we now have results from Harpersville. 15-12 Harpersville at the half. You talk about a low-scoring game. Marissa Woodard with a block against Lacey Berry and the recovery, so both parts of the equation. Now the pass from Talbot from Menina in the quarter flies out of bounds. I cannot believe that score. 15-12, Harpersville over BG at the half. 15 Harpersville points at halftime? They usually have that in the first 4 minutes. Well, we're back here, 24-21, so very similar semifinal matchups right now. Moving in, Jacqueline Heggie trying to get through a double team. There was a lot of bumping, but the ball went off Manzanero, I believe. Goes to Lacey Berry, who has the last couple of baskets for Oxford. She misses this time. and Woodard with a rebound. Nice outlet pass to Menina. Pushes it ahead to Manzanero and kicked out of bounds by Brooke Noble. Noble did the right thing that time, although I don't think she really wanted to kick it. Manzanero on the inbounds. Missed it, but is fouled, and that's going to be the fourth foul on Jacqueline Heggie. And that, talk about inopportune. Whew, minute 21. So Manzanero at the line. Short on the shot. And let's see, we got a minute 29 left. Manzanero's second shot also missed. Into the corner, recovered by Berry, and here comes Oxford trailing by three. Berry to the double team, passes inside for Renault. It's off her hands to Noble. Now it's Julianne Aggie. Her shot, no, she passes over to number four, Sarah Renault, and then knocks her opponent over, and that's going to be an offensive foul. I have not seen so many offensive fouls in one game all year long. There have been at least four this night. 24-21. And with her fourth foul, matching her sister's fourth foul, Julianne Heggie's got to come off the floor. The girls combining for just six of the 21 points scored by Oxford. But it's still a game after all of this. 24-21. I'm in at five to play. Kayla Talbot around a double screen. Nice back door to Manzanero, but they can't complete it. It's out of bounds, Oxford's ball. Sarah Talbot had a nice pass to Manzanero. How that got messed up, I honestly don't know. There's no one to blame. It looked like it was a winner. Maybe Oxford had a little deflection on it. I really didn't see it. So with 48 seconds to go, 18 on the shot clock, a shot taken, but a possession arrow. Lacey Berry forced a shot. And they call that an alternate possession. Kind of strange there. 40 seconds to go. Spartans by a scant three. They led by three at the end of the first and second quarters. Talbot. Foster fighting for position down on the block. The turnaround is no good. Just missed. Good rebound that time by Brooke Noble. Now Oxford has a chance to play for the last shot. Will Megan Golden try a three-pointer? Well, she can't. She doesn't have the ball right now. 13 seconds to go. Smith. Renault. Double team. Passes over to Noble. Stolen away by Talbot. 5 seconds to go. Oh! To Smith. She misses the shot. Oh, it was a chance to cut to one. Smith, Johnny on the spot to steal it. Missed the left-handed shot. And we end the third quarter with Unitico still having a three-point lead that they had at the end of the first quarter and halftime. So 24-21 is our score. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union.
There is a difference.
FM 101. At AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Ready for the fourth quarter. Greg Davey at Unitigo. Back-to-back nights. Last night, Unitigo boys put their stamp on a trip to the finals again. 2 years in a row. They'll face Sydney again. Unitigo girls, not so certain right now. They lead by 3 over Oxford as we start the fourth quarter. And remember, the Heggie girls with 4 fouls each. They are not there on the floor. Megan Golden for 3. Way off the mark this time. Chased in the corner. Brooke Noble touched it last. It'll be Unitigo's ball. Spartans just 1 for 9 from the free throw line. Oxford 1 for 2, because that's all they've been there. So both teams equal at the foul line with 1. A lot different percentage. Passing for Manzanero with Menina, and it was a bad pass, but stolen back by Michaela Reynolds. Now the pass over to Talbot. Missed. Battle for the ball. It is Renault with the basketball. She's going to take a dribble, find somebody. Now it's number 10, and that's Megan Gordon. Megan Gordon, Lacey Berry, Brooke Noble, Emily Smith on the floor for Oxford. Renault stops at the foul line, over to the right side, and stolen by Michaela Reynolds. Almost kept it inbounds. Momentum forced her out. Good anticipation, though, by Reynolds. Almost a minute in the books here for the fourth quarter, 24-21. And now both officials conferring. I'm going to try to be sure of this. Oh, they're resetting the shot clock. Because there was not true possession. 8 seconds on the shot clock for Oxford. So that'll be a key. 24-21. Reynolds into the corner. Renault, they're going to run out of time. Yep. The possession error, well, doesn't matter. It's turned over. A steal by Robin Foster. Menina to Manzanero. Three-pointer. Short. Battle for the ball. It's Manzanero. No, it's Lacey Berry. Nice play. Smith from behind. Stolen. Whoa, I thought it was a foul on Manzanero. They're going to call it a jump ball. Oh. Chris Palmer of Oxford has every right to be upset. He has every right to be upset. That's one of the strangest calls I have seen, and it works in favor of Unitigo. 6:39 to play in this game. 24-21. We seem to be stalled at this. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, the buzz in the crowd here is twofold. One is the call that was just tabbed a possession arrow that has everybody wondering why, but Unitigo, of course, very happy that that strange call went in their favor, and Chris Palmer still talking to the official. You've got to define why you called it that. I know, I can tell, I can read his lips and his body language. The second topic of the conversation in the stands is how the heck does Harpersville score 15 points in the first half? Well, I hope to learn more about that soon. Casey Manzanero, strong arms inside, can't get it to go. And then another possession arrow made possible by Robin Foster, but unfortunately for the Spartans, you can't get two in a row. It's got to alternate, and it will be Oxford's ball. 6:20 to play. I'm just thinking Bob Conway's got something up his sleeve, and so far it's working. And there's a scoop to the hoop by Lacey Berry, but it's too hard, and the rebound combination by two players, and Casey Manzanero takes a tumble to the floor. She and Lacey Berry were snarled up, and Manzanero got the worst of it, but again, possession arrow called. These officials are thumbs happy. They are thumbs up on almost every call in the second half. It's been possession arrows. All right, 6 minutes to play. Unitigo has not trailed in a long, long time. Three-point shot by Michaela Reynolds. Missed it. And then she goes for her own shot. And guess what that call is? Yes, a possession arrow. Quick, somebody check the record books. What's the most possession arrows in one game? I think we're getting close. Marissa Woodard, who sat out for a while, is back in the ball game, replacing Michaela Reynolds. Again, Reynolds, not, she missed the shot. That's the problem is not that she took the shot, but the hustle that she had to get her own rebound before the possession arrow was called. That is worth credit. 24-21. All right, Lacey Berry, left side. Remember, the Heggie girls have four fouls each, but Julianne Heggie, Jacqueline Heggie, and Julianne Heggie are both in there. Shot put up and missed, and a foul called. It's been a long time since Unitico's had a foul called. And it's going to be called on Casey Manzanero, and I've got her down for three. It shows four, so I better catch up. At the line for only the second time is Oxford, and it's Lacey Berry hitting and changing the score for the first time in about 6 minutes. Second shot is around, but no good. Woodard rebounds for Unitigo. Passes off to Casey, to Kayla Talbot. 7 points for Berry. Scoring here is at a premium, 24-22. Unitigo with a two-point lead and the ball with 5:23 left. There's a ball that goes off Manzanero's possession and into Lacey Berry's hands. The hardest question is going to be who wins the MBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, because nobody is scoring in double figures yet. Shot by Emily Smith. Took it too quickly. Missed it. Robin Foster with a rebound. She's got about 7 or 8 rebounds tonight. So does Marissa Woodard. And we're down under 5 minutes to play. Excuse the cough. Still haven't recovered totally from my cold. Manzanero wide open, but she chooses not to take it. Goes to Robin Foster. And her pass looking for Sarah Menina is way over her head. So it's turned back over to Oxford with still another of many chances to tie or take the lead. Both Heggie girls in there along with Lacey Berry. Emily Smith. Julianne to Brooks Noble. Weak pass. Taylor Talbot almost stole that ball away. Julianne gets the ball back. Noble from the paint. It's around the rim 3-4 times. Missed it. I should say bounced off the rim. I lied. It wasn't rolling. It was bouncing. Everybody waited patiently for it. Cross court to Talbot, who's wide open for three. Left side way short. And the battle for the ball that's on the floor. Picked up by Jacqueline Heggie. Floats it over to her sister Julianne. 3-on-2. Julianne drives in, and a blocking foul. Now, Menina held her ground that time, and it looked like Julianne put the elbow into her, so another strange call, and this one goes against Unitigo, but there are 4 minutes left still. Anything can happen. Menina, only her first foul. 5 team fouls for both Oxford and Unitigo. So a two-shotter at the line. Julianne Heggie misses the first one. This is definitely a chess match. 4 minutes even on the clock, 24-22. Second shot is up, and it's short. Rebound by Julianne Heggie, and her bank shot misses. Rebound by Jacqueline Heggie. She tries to shovel a pass inside, and from behind, Kayla Talbot with a push. Good call by the official. As one Heggie tried to find the other. And that'll be the last one before a 1-1. That should be Kayla Talbot's foul. Yep, that'll be 2 on her and a timeout asked for by Coach Bonskowski. This one a short one, so we won't go anywhere. 24-22. Let's check the old cell phone here. Nope, no change in the third quarter. So now the debate begins. Who will have more points on the board tonight? Harpersville or the winner of this game? Or BG? Harpersville and BG, Unitigo or Oxford. Tonight is low-scoring Wednesday, apparently, in the MAC. 3:55 to play in this game. We had four ties at 2, 4, and 6, and then again at 19. And the winner of this game could have less than 30 points. think about that for a second. The winner of this game going to the Suco, to the finals, could have less than 30 points. Jacqueline Heggie in a crowd. Back to Julianne Heggie. She stops over to Lacey Berry. It's a full 30-second shot clock, so we're okay there as far as running out of time. Julianne gets around Menina to a wide-open Lacey Berry. Her shot just teeters off the rim. Battle for the ball. Oxford still has it. Berry, top of the key, drives in, stops and pops too hard off the backboard. Ball around there, and Kayla Talbot controls for Unitigo. 3:25. Unitigo dodges another. Don't want to say bullet, but you know what I mean by that. Oh, the give and go. Menina on the pick and roll, I should say. Manzanero twirled just in the perfect position. Menina tried to hit her with a pass too hard off Casey's hand. And another opportunity gone by the wayside. So it's back to Oxford. Jacqueline Heggie to Julianne. Back pass to Smith. Julianne Heggie. Now it's Smith. 12-footer. Missed it. Wide open. Jacqueline Heggie has a shot. Missed it. And Woodard with a rebound. Into the corner. She passes to Kayla Talbot. 24-22. Who wants to score? Menina dribbles to the right side, lofting a pass into Foster. That was going to go untouched and out of bounds as Foster and Jacqueline Heggie got tied up. Looks like Chris Palmer wants a timeout, and he'll take a short one. We'll take a short break, 2:35 to play. See if we get another update from Harpersville. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, our game has 2:35 left. The Harpersville game still in the third quarter, apparently. Harpersville BG game. Winner of that game to face the winner of this game. So Oxford's two big guns, the Heggie twins, still on the floor. They've had four fouls for quite a while, but stayed unscathed since then. Smith fakes a pass to the right, goes to Jacqueline Heggie, who scoops to the hoop. Oh, this one just out again. Jacqueline Heggie with a rebound to number 23, Brooke Noble. Her second basket, and we're tied at 24. Suddenly, a ball goes through the hoop, and everybody goes crazy. 2:07 to play. Menina trying to run the offense. Doesn't seem to have her heart in it right now. Kayla Talbot back out to Foster. Foster works the right side, passes in, and there's going to be a foul, and I think that's going to be all on Jacqueline Heggie, and yes, it is. She leaves, scoring just one basket and 2 points. 24-all. We're tied at 24. 1:53 to play, and Coach Palmer chooses Megan Golden. And that's going to be a full timeout asked for by Coach Greg Bonskowski. A minute 53 to go, 24-24 tie, but looks like I think no, there won't be foul shots taken, but we'll take a break anyway. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, Jacqueline Heggie's night is done for Oxford. She finishes with just one basket for 2 points. A lot of her shots were close to going in, and something crazy happened and the ball fell off or bounced off or something. She got into a little foul trouble in the middle of the game, had two quick ones, and played quite a while before the last one hit, and that was on a fluke play. That was a mistake on Unitigo's part, but they made it work for them. Six team fouls for both sides. Casey Manzanero has four for Unitigo, so she's got to be careful. Julianne Heggy has four for Oxford. Here comes Menina on the inbounds pass from Kayla Talbot. She falls to the floor, and what else is new? Possession arrow. And if Menina wasn't careful, she could have easily been called for travel because she slid on the floor with the ball, and that used to be called a travel, but they let that go a lot these days. 1:51 to play in this game, and the Spartans got the possession arrow in their favor, so they'll keep the offense going. In a fresh 30 seconds, Menina inbounds to Kayla Talbot. She's going one-on-one with Heggy. Now to Menina. She's open. Nope, she's going to weed it over there to Manzanero. Shot is short. She goes for the ball, but I think that's going to be all for Casey Manzanero. Casey hustling in to get her miss, and she now fouls out. Her season low of 6 points tonight, and that includes 0 for 3 from the foul line. So if Unitigo's going to win this game, they're going to have to find their points from another source. It could be Rachel Wessels, who just checks into the game, replacing Casey Manzanero. So 1:41, and Oxford's first chance to take the lead sits on the shoulders of Julianne Heggy, who is at the line for 1-1. It's up, and it's good, and they do take the lead. First time since 6-4 that Oxford had a lead on Unitigo. Oxford going for the upset tonight. Still 1:41 to play. Second shot is up and good. 5 points for Julianne Heggy, and now we can just call her Heggy because there's only one of them in the game. 26-24. Spartans have not scored in this quarter. 5 points in a row scored. Backdoor for Talbot. Nope, the pass isn't there. Battle for the ball. It's Foster and Heggy, and it's going to be Oxford's ball on the possession arrow. We've had about 15 of those tonight, 15, 16 anyway. Timeout asked for by Coach Palmer. 1:28 to play. Oxford now with the lead at 26-24. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, so here's the story here. Oxford leading Unitigo 26-24. They have scored the last 3 points here in the fourth quarter because they've got free throws. Actually, the last five, as Brooks Noble made the only field goal in this quarter for either team. Unitigo has still not scored. So Unitigo putting on a 2-1-2 press. Remember, they do not have Casey Manzanero. She fouled out. Oxford does not have Jacqueline Heggy. She fouled out. Barry and Heggy playing catch. Now over half court is Megan Golden. Down underneath is Noble. She's fouled by Robin Foster. Not a bad foul to give because that stops the clock at 1:14. And Foster's only second foul. And that's going to be another 1-1 coming up for Oxford. This will be Brooks Noble. She's got 4 points. Oxford 3-for-6 in this quarter from the free throw line. It's up. It's no good. Rebound is Rachel Wessels. All right, so a 2-point lead still for Oxford. Unitigo has not scored in this quarter and would love to do so. Talbot, bounce pass to Menina. Too hard on the bounce pass, and it looks like a foul again on Foster. And the frustration setting in on Unitigo as the passes are just not there tonight. Foster's third. Unitigo has Foster, Reynolds, Talbot, Menina, and Wessels. And the 1-1 is up and good by number 10, Megan Golden. She had made 2 3-pointers in a matter of 3 shots, bridging the first and second quarters. She's now made a free throw and made 2 free throws. 8 points for Golden. 55 seconds to go. Now it's a 2-possession game, and Unitigo can't mess around anymore. Menina around a screen. Goes up. Nice pass to Foster, but she can't hit the layup. It's saved in the corner by Wessels. Menina had gone back the other way and didn't see that they were going to try to save it to her. And a timeout asked for by Chris Palmer. Another full timeout. 28-24 Oxford by 4 with 42 seconds to go. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, we got news from Dave Gruber at Harpersville that the Hornets are clinging, and I mean clinging, to a 20-18 third quarter lead, now moving to the fourth at the home of the Hornets. So the Lady Hornets, who you weren't normally have 20 points with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, are now finding themselves up just 2 on BG. That has to be, just like here, a major chess match. I just can't imagine the high-powered offense for both teams down there coming up dry. But then again, it's happening here. These two teams do a lot more scoring than this, but it's just 28-24. But Oxford has scored the last 7 points. In this game, they have the ball and knocked out of bounds by Michaela Reynolds. Good hustle by her. She's played some really good quality minutes off the bench tonight. No points to show for it, but a lot of deflections and stuff. So the Spartans going to try to put on some defensive pressure. And right now, Oxford has the, the luxury of playing this kind of ball. There's 10 seconds, 19 on the shot clock. But a foul called on Rachel Wessels. And this will now be an automatic 2 shot. And it's Julianne Heggie who gets the chance to shoot him. Her sister Jacqueline is fouled out. Unitigo's leading scorer, Casey Manzanero, has also fouled out. There's 30 seconds left on the clock. This will be a 2-shot automatic. Shot is good. Well, it's taken the whole game for Oxford to get to the line. They were 1-for-2 after 3 quarters. They are taking advantage. Julianne Heggie at the line to shoot a second one with a 5-point lead, a definite 2-possession game. Spartans have to find another made basket. That's 30-24. Spartans have to find their 3-point shot. It goes to Talbot. Now to Menina. 28 seconds. It's Reynolds for three. No. And the ball goes out of bounds. It's Unitigo's ball off the knee of Lacey Berry. 23 seconds to go. Well, the pass is deflected. It goes to Reynolds. Her shot is through a double team. Some contact, but no result there. So now Unitigo has no choice but to foul. They've been shut out this quarter, and they're starting to now wonder what's going on. They are certainly deer in the headlights at this point, 30-24. And at the line now, Lacey Berry. Misses short on the first one. So only 16 seconds remain. Still the 2-possession game. Spartans looking for some sort of magic. We'll have our awards after this Shot is up and good. Wait. They say she crossed the line, so violation. Break for Unitigo. They need all they can get right now. 16 seconds to go. And it goes to Talbot. She dribbles up the floor. Somebody's going to have to pop the three right away. Reynolds stripped of the ball by Berry. Off to Heggie, and she will score the layup. Heggie with 9 points to lead Oxford 32-24, and that's going to do it for Unitigo. So the game that they beat Windsor on Monday night here gave them a little hope that maybe they weren't in the slump. They could not finish the deal tonight. Congratulations to Oxford pulling off the 32-24 upset, and even more startling is the shutout that they threw defensively in the fourth quarter. Impressive, impressive. The first lead they got was 25-24, and Oxford never looked back. Scored the next seven to win it 32-24. So Oxford fans are just loving it. They scored 21 in the first game against Unitigo. They scored 32 this time. Good enough to win it. And not only win it, but win it by 8. So sort of a reversal of fortune, if you will. So we will take a break. This game over with very quickly. We are going to come back and recap this and see what kind of update we can get from Harpersville. So stick around. It's live Tri-Town High School basketball. The recap coming up and postgame on WCDL.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We just got an update from Harpersville. 5 minutes to play. The Hornets 24, the BG Bobcats 20-20. And that's where they stand at that juncture down in the land of the Hornets. So an interesting night in high school basketball. Low scoring is the theme. And low enough here at Unitigo that Oxford wins it with 32 points and shutting out Unitigo completely in the fourth quarter. And it's still a matter of being stunned from the home crowd and elated from the visitors' crowd. So we have to make some sense of it here. The postgame sponsors on WCDO, Meng Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. By NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and proud to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years. Well, Unitigo had a hard, I mentioned this at halftime, Harpersville had a hard time getting out of the gate, but they were not out of reach by any means because they never trailed by more than two. But Oxford went out to a 6-4 lead. Unitigo tied it at 6-6, took the lead, had a lead of as many as 5 points, or as many as 6 points at 12-6 because they scored 10 or 8 in a row. And then Oxford didn't quit. They had three-pointers from Megan Golden in both the first and second quarters within about 3 minutes of each other. Brought it to 14-13. Unitigo stretched it to a 16-13 lead. Then they had both teams scored 8 in the fourth quarter. It was 24-21. And then the power went out for Unitigo as Oxford worked their way for 11 points, which in this game, 11 points, that's the only... Let's see, Unitigo had 12 points in the first quarter. Oxford's only time they scored more than 10 was the fourth quarter, the 11-0 shutout. And in that quarter, they shot all but two of their free throws, and we'll count this as we go here. Emily Smith had a basket for 2 points tonight. Megan Golden, two threes, two for two from the line in a one-on-one situation to help that clinching scoring run in the fourth quarter. She finishes with eight. Jacqueline Heggie fouled out. She had two. Julianne Heggie had nine, including six in the fourth quarter. Four of those at the line in six tries. 7 points for Lacey Berry. One for four from the line. Brooke Noble, two baskets, 0 for 1 from the line, and 2 points. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 is 9. 2 3-pointers, so that's 18 and 24. And 8 free throws in 12, 14, 15 attempts. So in the fourth quarter, they shot 7 for 13 from the line. Not great percentage, but they got there enough and made enough from there. And again, when you defensively allow no points, everything's going to count in your favor for sure. So Unitigo stunned as they should expect to be. Kayla Talbot had 8 points all in the first quarter. That's when they made their biggest run. She hit four shots seemingly in a row, maybe five shots to make four. But she finishes with those same 8 points. Robin Foster held to a basket for two. Casey Manzanero, her lowest output of the season, averaging 17, finishing with six, including 0 for 3 from the free throw line. Sarah Menina, one basket from two, one basket from three, 1 for 4 from the line, 6 points. Marissa Woodard with a basket and 0 for 2 from the line for 2 points. Shooting percentages for both teams were dreadful. 10 two-pointers for Unitigo, 1 3-pointer, and just 1 for 9. That's right, 1 for 9 from the free throw line. Rachel Wessels and Michaela Reynolds played but did not score for Unitigo. Let's see, Sarah Renault played and did not score for Oxford. So now it's the hardest part here is trying to come up with awards in this situation, because defense is going to be easy, because then you can name one of 7 or 8 people for defense. For Oxford, though, we're going to give the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award to Julian Heggie. Rarely does somebody with 9 points win an offensive award, but she certainly had it going on tonight on the offense, not just shooting, of course, because nobody had a great shooting tonight, let's face it. But she ran the plays when she could, and she kept the ball alive many times, and she played the entire fourth quarter with four fouls, and that's not easy to do. So Julianne Heggie of Oxford will win our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. And for the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, that's another one that's kind of a head-scratcher, because, as I said, it could have gone, had Unitigo won, we had probably three players that easily deserved it. Oxford, they won it. They have three or four people that easily deserve it. And, in fact, I'm going to go with Lacey Berry. Lacey Berry is the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner. And she also on the offensive side had a couple of peekaboo baskets there in the third quarter. She was the one player they weren't guarding, and she hit two in a row in the third quarter and helped keep that score close before they won with an 11-0 run down the stretch. So kind of biding my time here to see if we're going to get another update from Harpersville. It doesn't look like we're going to do that. 24-20 was the last score. Harpersville leading BG with 5 minutes to go in the ball game. So what I'm going to try to do is when I find out, I will certainly let Joe Gardner know, and he will post that or make some sort of announcement or something on the radio for you. So, because I know everybody wants to know, who is Oxford now going to play? Will it be Bainbridge-Guilford or will it be Harpersville? Whoever they are, it's going to be Oxford as one of the finalists, and that'll be a 2 o'clock start at SUNY Oneonta, and we'll be on the air with the Chambers and O'Hare tip-off show at 6 or at 1:45. And then for the boys, it will be, of course, Sydney and Unitigo round two this year, and a rematch from last year with a new cast of characters for Sydney and a lot of familiar faces for Unitigo. Will Unitigo be able to run the table completely, start to finish in the MAC? Well, they're favored to do so, but we'll see if they can make it happen at SUNY Oneonta F4. So I'll rest my voice until then and look forward to meeting with you again on Saturday from the Alumni Fieldhouse on the campus of SUNY Oneonta. So once again, the final score here, Unitigo 24, losing to Oxford with 32. Spartans, the third seed, will play the winner of Harpersville BG, and we'll find that out hopefully very shortly. And for Joe Gardner, I am Greg Davey from Unitigo. Thanks to everybody here for helping me out. This has been live Tri-Town High School Basketball, the MAC Girls Semifinals on WCDO. Have a great night.
Hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.